Timeless, Chapter 8, Part 2. The sergeant turned his head, only able to look on in horror as the dozens of ponies behind him stared in shock. The Royal Guards, trainees, and the injured, they were all within the blast zone.
Every pony, down!
Shifting bellowed, galloping to stand in front of the ponies before slamming hooves into the cobblestones, runes igniting along the ground. 10 shields shimmered into existence, stacking on top of one another as the magic spread, Shifting's body swirling with leyline power. Waves of raw, arcane energy were sucked into his frame, as though drawn through a vacuum. The unicorn shield spell desperately weaving a wall of shields in front of the guards and casualties. The sudden series of detonations made Shifting's hooves crack into the cobblestones, the force of the explosion making his spells and body shudder with the strain. A wall of fire surged out against the shields, tendrils forcing their way between the protective layers.
This isn't just dynamite, what else did they mix into it?
The flames continued to intensify, spreading around the edges of Shifting's shields as he struggled to maintain the spells. The Pegasi above the building flew away, the flames taking the path of least resistance and surging upwards in a pillar of fire. Shifting felt his personal shield begin to crack, the primary spells holding the flames at bay still in place.
So be it, I can take a bit of heat!
Flames licked across his frame, the leather wrappings burning away as a final line of spells protected Shifting's skin between his Lunar Knight armor. Even as fire wrapped around the unicorn, his horn continued to shine, channeling every scrap of magic into the wall of shields that angled the blaze upwards and away from the ponies behind him.
I can't contain this alone! Help, every pony's moving out of the way! I can't!
His shields suddenly stopped shimmering, a different type of magic strengthening the spells. Silty Stone pushed through the blaze, a forelimb held out in front of her as the personal shielding spell emanated from her gauntlet meshed with Shifting's. Another trainee joined the line, and then another, and within moments, 11 Thestrals stood shoulder to shoulder with Shifting, their shields pushing the blaze back. Shifting couldn't help but laugh, pressing his own shields forwards.
I forgot! After 1,000 years of fighting on my own, I'm not alone! Forward, trainees!
Shifting called, the Thestrals marching forwards with him without hesitation. More Pegasi had now finally gathered, sending a mountain of clouds brimming with moisture to settle on top of the raging inferno. As the rain dumped onto the building, Shifting let his shield slowly relax, the fire quickly sputtering out under the torrent of water that now rushed into the streets. Canceling his spells, the sergeant stood tall, and looked at the 11 Thestrals proudly, each panting at the strain of both the heat and utilizing their shields.
Thank you, and well done,
Shifting whispered, prompting a snort from Silty.
Welcome, as if we'd let you stand there alone anyhow.
A grin spread across Shifting's face, but that quickly faded as he noticed how the Thestrals were staring at him.
Sir? Your fur...
Silty murmured, prompting Shifting to cast a mirroring spell. On seeing his bare and blistered skin, Shifting became aware of the all-encompassing stinging sensation that covered half of his face, shoulder, and torso. The sergeant promptly frowned and uttered a single word.
Oh.
This really wasn't what I thought you meant about talking later, you know?
Well, me neither. This blasted spell itches.
Well, you should have thought about that before getting it burned off.
Luna chastised the stallion, who was currently fighting every impulse to scratch his body, as his fur grew back within a few minutes. The trainees had been sent to debrief with the Royal Guard, and Shifting was left with Luna in the throne room, as he relayed the events that had occurred, the Alicorn having been patrolling the Dream Realm where the attacks occurred.
Ugh, that's a horrible argument.
Shifting grumbled, Luna letting out a soft giggle. She had insisted on handling the fur regrowth spell herself but a few moments ago. Or, well, after getting a good laugh at the half-naked stallion first.
True. However, it was quite a sight.
Luna then paused, a tender smile on her features.
I'm just glad that you're all right, Shifting. You had me worried, walking in here with your fur burned off.
As if a bit of fire can dissuade me. I still have to speak with your sister, remember? I need to be able to take a bit of heat.
He promptly replied, eliciting a genuine laugh from the princess.
How long have you been planning to say that?
Luna gasped between chuckles, grinning as Shifting appeared to think.
Well, ever since I got burned, and knew I'd see you before my fur grew back, honestly. How many chances would I get for that sort of joke?
He replied, mirth fading as Luna's expression turned more serious, the Alicorn frowning slightly.
I still can't believe all of this, though. What type of organization would firebomb an orphanage to free prisoners?
The desperate kind.
Shifting growled, shaking his head slowly.
Highness!
A royal guard called out, a slight commotion sounding outside the doors. Itchiness forgotten, Shifting turned to look at what the cause of the hubbub was. He promptly stared at a shivering Thestral being tossed onto the floor, thoroughly tied up. Staring up at the two ponies, knife to his size, widened in horror, a terrified squeak leaving her muzzle.
She was found outside the prison walls near the breach. It's quite odd, though. They look like they left her behind. She was just shivering there, encased in a block of ice. Even after we freed her, she didn't resist at all.
The guard reported, Shifting trotting forwards to look at the terrified pony.
Something's off about all this,
he stated flatly, looking over to Luna briefly.
May I?
Seeing her nod, Shifting drew his saber and cut Knife's bonds, yet the mare refused to do anything other than curl into a ball and shiver. A magical scan of her revealed a strange sort of energy around her, fading but still very present.
What's going on here? Her eyes, Princess, they're slightly clouded, like that pony I found outside the building,
Shifting reported, catching Knife's gaze for an instant.
She's terrified. Something's wrong about this entire situation.
Leave us.
Luna ordered the other royal guards, and they promptly shut the throne room doors, leaving just Luna and Shifting to look at the Pronex captain. Knife only looked at the pair briefly, otherwise simply shaking her head while the rest of the Thestral's body shivered.
My sister's being roused, but I think we should find out what exactly is going on. If you wish to take the lead, Shifting, by all means do. You've had more contact with this group than me.
The sergeant nodded, standing in front of Knife, and then looked down at her. Gone was the cocky and sure attitude from when they first had her. Instead, a broken mare now stared back at him, lips quivering and barely able to meet the stallion's gaze.
I didn't know,
she whispered, prompting Shifting to tilt his head.
Know what?
The orphanage. I didn't think that they'd target it. I refused to help after that, and I didn't know that they'd go that far. I don't kill fools.
The unicorn let out a huff, gesturing to the stained glass windows and the city beyond.
What did you expect? Your organization is based on causing chaos, freeing the pony populace from the tyranny of the princesses. How didn't you expect-
No.
Shifting's eyebrow raised as the mayor objected, head shaking vigorously.
Not my group. Not anymore. Then again, it never was. To think I was a freedom fighter. No, I was a fool.
Knife whispered, then managed a shaky laugh.
It made sense. Everything they told me at first. The need to get rid of a princess to cause chaos. It seemed to make perfect logical sense. Why doesn't it anymore? Why does it sound so wrong?
Knife continued, then began to shiver violently.
I never wanted to hurt fools. They left me when I objected, and then she froze me solid. Those eyes, I can still see them, that accursed ghost mare.
Shifting drew a surprised breath, prompting Knife to laugh sadly.
You saw her. Their emissary, their chosen mouthpiece, the speaker for the Eyes of Ice. They'll try again, and again, and again, until everywhere is in flames.
Knife murmured, starting to rock back and forth.
The Eyes of Ice. That's what they're called? This organization you thought you served?
Shifting asked and saw Knife nod.
Why an orphanage, though? Surely other targets would have served a better purpose.
He continued.
It's guaranteed to divert forces, but so would a military target or a dangerous supply depot. Why innocent foals? That won't bring ponies rallying to your master cause, only making the majority hate them. It will just make the organization crumble from the inside out.
Knife let out another choked laugh, her slowly clearing eyes meeting Shifting's as she nodded.
Exactly. That's what they want. What that thing told me in the prison as they freed us. Promised power, treasure, anything, all for that goal. Hate.
Shifting shook his head, despite having a disturbing cold shiver start to run down his spine.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Your masters want Equestria to hate them? To despise what they're doing? To rally together in anger? Why? Who are they?
Knife opened her mouth to speak, but her shivering made her teeth clash together. Each time she tried to speak, a strange spell prevented her from uttering anything but a single syllable. Shifting's blood ran cold, the pieces now falling into place as he summoned the guards again.
Place her in a cell and keep her warm. The spell should wear off within a few days of his current rate of decay.
He ordered, then turned to look at Luna. The eloquent's brow was furrowed, head shaking slowly.
You seem to know what she's talking about, Shifting, yet I cannot make sense of it because it goes against every rule of warfare that could apply to this scenario.
The alicorn murmured, then paused as the stallion met her gaze.
Luna, your and my mistake was thinking about this like a conventional terrorist group.
Shifting admitted, taking a few deep breaths.
Why did the air grow cold when I saw that ghostly mare? Why was Knife left in a block of ice?
He asked, then grit his teeth.
What sort of individual or individuals are powerful enough to use this sort of magic? What creature cares not for the well-being of any pony and strives to create hate and strife? What sort of monster is empowered by such things?
Luna's eyes now widen as the pieces clicked into place, the utter horror of the situation finally setting in. A threat so far removed from her mind now surged to the fore.
Wendigos.
It's not every day they hear about Wendigos, which is pretty nice. Although the whole situation about it, well, that's not exactly so nice. But anyway, let's get on to our very nice donators. Top donators, TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing, Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyColor557, Stu Hex, Will, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Leslie Prickett, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGuy12, Iron Buster, Nike Kruger, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.